Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet, 8.net toll-free line for you, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites. We do it for free at freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about things so far tonight that can get people thrown in a jail cell. And some other things get people thrown into jail cells for long, long, long periods of time. In fact, you've got a story, Mark, about a man who spent some time in jail, and now he goes out and, I guess, speaks out against the death penalty. Do I understand that correctly?
That's correct. Kirk Bloodsworth does this for a living now, telling people who truly believe that killing a killer is right and the right and just thing to do, that they are mistaken. That man is too flawed, too prone to error, to render the kind of final judgment that we read about in Scripture. Bloodsworth tells his story nearly every day, and still his voice thickens, and still the big man shudders and stifles a sob, which to me says he's an excellent actor. But anyway, as he did yesterday before...
Wait, you don't think he's being sincere?
Man, if you say the same thing over and over again, yeah, you become a somewhat callous to it. But, you know, I think it's part of the your audience is hearing it for the first time, and good delivery is good delivery.
Okay.
Bloodsworth tells the story nearly every day, and still his voice thickens, and still the big man shudders and stifles a sob, as he did yesterday before the Senate committee in Annapolis that's considering repealing Maryland's death penalty.
Oh, wow.
Bloodsworth, a former waterman who grew up on the Eastern Shore, served in the Marine Corps and never been arrested. He spent 8 years, 11 months, and 19 days. That's about as close as you can get to 9 years.
Yeah.
And two of those in Maryland's death row, until his brute persistence finally persuaded authorities to conduct a DNA test. Bloodsworth, it turned out, did not commit the rape and murder of which he was convicted. Kimberly Ruffner committed those crimes. And this is a man, apparently. And
man named Kim.
Yeah, Kimberly.
Right.
In 2004, he pleaded guilty. The taxpayers of Maryland paid Bloodsworth $300,000 in compensation for the income he lost during all those years. That's $23,000 a year. That doesn't include the millions the state spent to convict him twice, or the millions it cost to keep him in death row. It doesn't begin to compensate him for the fact that he was wrongly kept in a box. I don't know that millions is a correct amount for an amount that a person might spend to keep somebody on death row. But
that's what they claim.
It's the reporter saying it. It's just terminology, though. Millions?
They might have done their research. I don't know.
It just doesn't sound right to me. I mean, it costs $50,000 to keep a convict in prison for 1 year.
Yeah.
He's on death row 2 years. It says the millions of dollars it costs to keep him on death row.
Mm-hmm.
What you're proposing is that somehow it costs that much more to keep a guy locked in a box.
Mm.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I
could be wrong. Doesn't sound right.
Either way, it was too much.
Right. And in that case, you're not talking about 10 times as much for the inmates. You're talking millions means more than 1 million. So, you know, it's like 40 times as much as a regular inmate. It doesn't begin to compensate him for the fact that he was wrongly kept in a box. He lost his mother.
During that time.
I guess she died in that 9 years. It makes sense. I lost my dignity, he told me. Everybody said they were doing the right thing, and everybody was wrong.
Mm.
Yeah. And on too many nights, even now, 14 years after his release, Bloodsworth's wife, Brenda, must shake him awake because he's in distress, in a cold sweat, having yet another nightmare about Marilyn's death chamber, the room he spent, slept under for hundreds of nights. On this day, Bloodsworth told his story to men and women who have been elected by their fellow citizens to decide whether or not it is right to take the life of a fellow man who committed a terrible wrong. On their foreheads this day, several of those, this was for Ash Wednesday, several of those must make that decision bore the sign of the cross in black ash. They had taken the time out of their workday to have a priest mark them in recognition of their penance. The priest had blessed them with these words: "Remember, man, thou art dust, and thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return." On this Ash Wednesday, Maryland's governor, having received his blessing, made a rare appearance before the members of the legislature to urge them to do as his conscience commanded him to do, and repeal the death penalty.
Hmm.
Martin O'Malley did not run for governor with any promise to abolish capital punishment. This governor entered office looking to avoid most volatile issues, hoping, he said, to focus on things we can agree on. But now O'Malley told the Senate Judicial Proceedings Committee that the death penalty cannot coexist with a republic founded on the belief that in the inalienable dignity of the individual.
What prompted the turnaround?
I think that he failed here when he said inalienable dignity of the individual. You know, dignity is such a namby-pamby word. I mean, the fact is, humans make mistakes. And if we have a death penalty, we're going to wrongly put people to death.
We absolutely have.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, we've released 100-plus individuals from death row since we've reinstated it in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
100-plus individuals released. So not that many people get released from death row, period. How many people have we killed in that amount of time
innocent? How many are still languishing there who are also innocent?
You know, it's a shame that people believe in the death penalty, because essentially...
It's emotional.
It is absolutely emotional. It's taking the idea that we, the good people, are against they, the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And if some of the criminals die in the process, if some of the criminals reap injustice, so what?
Well, right, and you're a criminal once you're convicted. In these people's minds, you've
been
convicted.
No, you're a criminal once you're suspected.
Once you're, true.
Once you're suspected. Once the cops turn their flashlight on you, I'm sorry, you're then a criminal.
Yeah.
That's how these people see it. Because at that point, bam, that's it.
And they can't envision, they can't imagine that it could happen to them.
No, absolutely not.
Even though it could.
Absolutely.
Because it happened to some other guys.
Right, it happened to Kurt Bloodsworth.
Right.
All right.
More about his story as far as how he got caught up in all this?
It doesn't go into it deeply, but there's a bit more about him.
Okay.
So, the death penalty cannot coexist in a republic founded on the belief of an inalienable dignity of the individual. The governor urged lawmakers to accept that the death penalty is inherently unjust and that it is pointlessly expensive, that it is flawed and therefore a danger to the innocent, and that it plain doesn't work as a deterrent. Repeal the death penalty in our state this year, he said. Capital punishment is on hold in Maryland following an appeals court ruling last year stopping lethal injections until the state issues new regulations for the procedure.
Hmm.
Neither Brenda nor Kirk Bloodsworth had any strong view about the death penalty before it became the defining concept in their lives. Most of us don't have to have a position on capital punishment. Politicians do, and their stand tend to be sharply defined. Their jobs depend on it. So turning around a state policy on this issue is no simple task. Yet one state after another this year, lawmakers are voting to repeal or put a moratorium on capital punishment. The death penalty seemed right to so many for so long, but now in this era of DNA evidence,
sure,
in this time when people are questioning the nature of truth and evidence in so many spheres of life, it just doesn't seem quite as clear.
And thank goodness. I mean, at one time, people thought the world was flat. At one time, people thought all kinds of crazy things. And so this is just one of those things that hopefully we'll be able to look back on in another 20 or 30 years and say, man, can you remember those days when we actually used to put people to death?
You know,
Holy crap. There
are people out there that I won't feel bad when they get the death penalty. I won't, because I believe in my heart that they're guilty. But I've made mistakes in my life. I've been wrong. I've made big gambles and been mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just not qualified to say whether that person can die or should die or not. And if I'm not qualified, 9 people on a jury aren't qualified either.
Heck no, 9 people that want to go home.
And as far as I'm concerned, yeah, absolutely they want to go home. I know my IQ is somewhere in the 140s. Those people, to me, they're idiots. Now, of course, I believe most people in the world are idiots.
Great. You know, why don't you insult our audience?
No, I'm just telling you. Those people in the jury, I generally consider myself to be right on everything. But everybody in the audience thinks they're right on everything, too.
Mm.
So they can sit in my chair, and they can realize that they've made mistakes. And they can realize that those people in that jury are more likely to make mistakes because they're dumber than they are.
Mm.
So that's what it's like. You don't know enough to put somebody to death. We don't know enough, and juries are fallible. It's been proven, and it's just a bad idea.
Do you disagree? 800-259-9231, the toll-free packet8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. Mark essentially coming out against the death penalty, pointing out that it's inhumane, it's wrong in many instances, it's resulting in innocent people dying. Are you okay with the idea that innocent people are being put to death in order to possibly put together some bad people? Are you okay with that idea? If so, how many innocents must die before you start feeling bad about it? It's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the total transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the total transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The total transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up what you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet8.net toll-free line for you. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, including the archives. An entire year's worth of the program right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience at freetalklive.com. And do you enjoy building things? Well, woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports Free Talk Live, so please support woodcraftplans.com. That's woodcraftplans.com. All right, so if you still want to talk about the death penalty, you're certainly welcome to do so or bring whatever is on your mind up at 800-259-9231. There's other news, however, out of the southern portion of the United States. Allegedly, according to the federal government, the rate of immigration has slowed, say they. Now, of course, it's a government claim, so take it with a big grain of salt, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, they've been, for instance, claiming for years that they've been winning the war on drugs, when it's clear that they haven't.
Yeah, so, obvious.
So I've yet to see any information to counteract this this propaganda by the state, but nonetheless, want to bring it to you, and we'll dissect it as we go along. According to the International Herald Tribune, San Luis, Rio, Colorado, Mexico. All along the U.S.-Mexican border, there are signs that the measures that the Border Patrol and other agencies have taken over the past year, from erecting new barriers to posting 6,000 National Guardsmen as armed sentinels, are beginning to slow the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. For 10 years, and by the way, they're also going to be slowing the flow of legal immigrants to the United States by increasing the fees, the costs of applications and processing and that sort of thing to make it more difficult for people to actually immigrate legally, so it'll make it more likely for them to come through the border. For 10 years, Eduardo Valenzuela has been crossing the Mexican border near Yuma, Arizona, illegally, trekking over desert scrub and hopping on a freight train to get to his job with a construction company in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh my God, he does it every day?
It sounds like it. But on a recent afternoon, Valenzuela and four travel companions in his hometown, from his hometown of Los Mochis, plopped down on a bench in a park in the border town of San Luis Rio, Colorado, exhausted and dispirited. Border Patrol agents had caught them two times over 3 days, hounding them with helicopters and four-wheel drive trucks. He says it's become much more difficult, said Valenzuela, echoing the comments of dozens of other migrants. The only barometer to gauge whether migrants are being discouraged to attempt entering the United States is how many migrants are caught. In the past 4 months, the number has dropped 27% compared with the same period last year. So, actually, this is kind of interesting. The government is claiming that because they've had a drop of 20% as far as they're catching less guys, that means that there are less people attempting to cross the border. Couldn't it also mean that
they're catching fewer people?
Right, that they're just not doing their jobs as effectively?
I don't know.
In two sections around Yuma and near Del Rio, Texas, the numbers have fallen by nearly two-thirds, officials from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security say. Or maybe what it is, Mark, is that if they put up more border, for instance, fences, mm-hmm. they show in the picture in this article, and we'll link to it so you can see it for yourself at bbs.freetalklive.com later, but they're showing people building these large fences, essentially, on the border. National Guardsmen mm-hmm. are doing this. So essentially, what they could be doing is they're just maybe they are making it more difficult for people to actually cross the border on foot, but that same traffic is now flowing through the border checkpoints, and because because the people that were crossing on their own on foot are now paying coyotes to get them through, there's just simply more money going into the border guards' pockets by way of corruption, essentially. In that they're getting paid to allow
right.
trucks through. That could be, so essentially they could all
it's,
just be passing
through
the checkpoint.
It's a completely unrelated factor that they're catching fewer people. Sorry, you haven't proven anything by saying that you're catching fewer people. And if you are catching fewer people and that means that fewer people are trying to cross, then we don't have an immigration problem. Everybody go back to sleep.
Michael Chertoff, Secretary for the Homeland Security, said in an interview last week, during his visit to Mexico City, saying, quote, "We're comfortable that this actually reflects a change in momentum. I'm always quick to say it doesn't mean we can declare victory. To some degree, I expect the criminal organizations or smugglers are pulling back a little, watching to see if we lose interest." Border Patrol commanders argue the slackening flow of migrants belies the conventional wisdom that it's impossible to stem illegal migration along a 2,000-mile or 3,200-kilometer border. Many veteran officers in the force are now beginning to believe that with sufficient resources, it can be controlled. Huh. See, they're already positioning themselves for bigger budgets, Mark.
Absolutely.
Here's how it's going to work.
I love that.
Here's what they're doing. They're essentially sitting around eating more donuts. They've got more guys on staff to sit around and eat donuts.
Of course they are.
They sit around, watch some television, play some poker, eat some donuts together, have some coffee, take a break, smoke some cigarettes. They sit around and they do this all day long.
There's probably a lot of paperwork that's being pushed around.
Oh, you've got to do paperwork. That's
true. There's a lot of paperwork.
And so then, you know...
They probably drive around in trucks and things, too.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Yeah, they should shoot some guns, too, while they're at it.
You probably have to account for having shot a gun.
Maybe. But anyway, so essentially they're being lazy bureaucrats, as they always are. And not that I want them to actually go out and bus people. I'm just pointing out how they work. They're being lazy bureaucrats, and so they're catching less guys. They're catching less immigrants. And so they fill out some paperwork that says, hey, immigration's down 27%. We've caught 27% less people. Must be that we're stemming the flow. You know what? We could really stem this flow if we had an extra $1 billion and some more guys on staff. You know what? We need to expand the bureaucracy, because without an expansion of the bureaucracy, they're going to keep coming. And, of course, you get some more money in, then they catch even less guys, and then they get even more money the next year. Bigger donuts.
They are set up to succeed at this point.
You can buy a bunch of 12-packs with $1 billion. The new measures range from simply putting more officers on patrol to erecting stadium lights, secondary fences, and barriers of thick steel poles to stop smugglers from racing across the desert. The Border Patrol...
I say motion-sensing machine guns.
They're getting there. They're getting there. The Border Patrol has deployed hundreds of new guards to watch rivers, man surveillance cameras, and guard fences.
Watching rivers. If they're up in a 60-foot tower with a gun, mm-hmm. and they're watching the border, I mean, how much different is it that they're than the way they treat prisoners?
And this isn't very different. And in fact, we are the prisoners.
Right. And if we're talking about prisoners, who's imprisoned?
There's
a fence.
Yeah, we are imprisoned. You know, why Americans can't see this as clear as day, I don't understand. They are so blinded by their hatred. And this must be it. Americans must be so blinded by their hatred of brown people that they can't see the walls being closed in around them. They can't understand what is being done to them. In Yuma, for instance, Ronald Colburn said that with the help of the National Guard, they doubled the agents to about 900, increased patrols, extended the primary steel wall out 8 miles past the end of San Luis Rio, Colorado, and constructed a vehicle barrier 6 miles beyond that. They've also built stadium lights and a secondary fence along the border where the town lies. He says it's the right mix, the right recipe. Yeah, the right recipe for terrorism against the American people, the right recipe for essentially totalitarian government, keeping the American people in and keeping others out, allegedly. 800-259-9231. All they're doing is driving more business to the coyotes. They're enriching the criminal gangs. And I'm pretty sure they know it, too.
So they're enriching border guards at the same time.
Exactly. Bigger budgets, bigger corruption payoffs. More on the way. Less freedom for you, though, by the way. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free, confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Packet8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. And that does include the wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Over 1,000 pages created by listeners like you. Wiki.freetalklive.com gets you to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It starts tomorrow. There's all kinds of stuff going on, privacy issues, the war on drugs, taxes, the right to bear arms, lots of different panels all discussing these issues and more. A variety of libertarian luminaries going to be in attendance. John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, Sharon Harris, Ron Paul is going to be there.
Gardner Goldsmith's going to be there.
Yeah, our friend Gardner. It's going to be good to see him again. Haven't seen him in a little while. And we're going to be there as well, broadcasting live both Friday and Saturday. Eric Scott, another broadcasting friend of ours, is going to be in attendance. And so it's going to be a heck of a time. It's going to be a blast.
Awesome.
It starts tomorrow. It's not too late to get in. There are still some tickets left. You can show up at the door, and you can buy your tickets then. Credit cards accepted, cash, I believe, checks also. Get the latest information and all the details at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's where you get the hotel info. You'll get the schedule. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It is not too late to get involved. In fact, even on Saturday, it's not going to be too late. You can buy a one-day pass. So if you can't make it up by tomorrow, make it up here on Saturday to Concord, New Hampshire, and join the fun at the Liberty Forum. There's going to be a lot going on. The most difficult thing, I think, Mark, is going to be deciding what to go and do at any given point.
Right. There's always at least two little forum things going on.
If not more. And then there's also the Alternatives Expo, which is going on in some alternative hotel rooms there. At the location. So
amazing.
Lots to do. Freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. We're talking about the government's border situation here in America. Of course, the government's been making a big deal about so-called illegal immigration and talking about, blustering about how they're going to put a stop to it. Yes, we're going to put a stop to this illegal immigration. All we need is more money. And so what they've done is they've allocated more money to the border, and of course they're now coming out with the news that, yes, indeed, they're stemming the tide of illegal immigration. It's they're taking care of it here. Market's just been a matter of months, and they're putting up new fences and stadium lighting. I'm serious. That's what the article here from the International Herald Tribune is claiming.
Yep.
Stadium lights, fences. They've got border guards monitoring rivers. They're watching the grass grow, apparently. And so the allegation here is that because they've caught less people, that means there are less people trying to cross. Now, that doesn't follow.
No. They're completely unrelated pieces of information.
Right.
Not completely unrelated, but it's irrelevant to each other.
But as they point out, that's the only way they actually have to measure their relative success.
What do they do? I mean, how do they know whether they're doing a good job or not?
They don't, but that will be enough to get them a bigger budget next year.
And how do we know if they're doing a good job or not? If they come out and say, we're doing a better job, and we just have the option of believing them or not believing them. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
And the people that hate immigrants want to believe them.
The government never, ever, ever does the government have some kind of third party coming in and rating their performance. Yeah,
right.
Rating their performance. All kinds of other businesses need third party performance ratings. But somehow this organization to whom we give more money than any other organization you will ever give in your entire life, they don't get some kind of third-party analysis.
Nope.
What kind of insanity is this?
Well, government's insane. I mean, by definition, it's insane to use force on innocent people, and that's what government does best.
Well, at the very least, if you are going to use that force, let's have some third-party verification here.
Well, in this case, it is typical with government that failure equals success, in that they're failing to pick up as many immigrants, so therefore that means they're going to get more money next year. The same thing with government schools. They fail to teach kids how to read and write, so they get more money. Government works in the almost exact opposite way as any other as any market-based organization, as a private charity or a for-profit company, a business. You know, in business, if you aren't turning out performance, if you aren't making your customers happy, you're going to go out of business. In government, you're turning out illiterates from the government schools, and that means you get more money. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. Government failure equals more money for government. That's how it always works.
Even if they claim success, it's
they
still
get
more money.
That's
it's just
true.
More money, more money, more money.
Because government grows.
The cost of things at Walmart goes down, but the cost of government
goes up. It's totally extra market. It's outside of the market. They don't respond to market signals. And it's just incredible that people continue to believe in these guys. They believe that government can be effective. And it's all a show. Just because they have stadium lighting, just because they have border guards driving around in their little Jeeps, or whatever it is they drive, looking all tough with their badges and their uniforms and their guns.
And they stuff their pants into their boots, too?
It doesn't mean anything. It's all symbolism. It's all for show. Just like the TSA. All for show. You want to blow up an airplane?
Well,
it's still possible in this day and age. You just have to be careful.
Oh, you can blow up an airplane,
right.
But try to be an average American citizen getting across the border without a passport at this point.
Or with 4 ounces of toothpaste.
Then the hammer of the government is going to descend upon you like a plague, upon the Jews. I don't know. It's going to be awful.
Speaking of, since you bring up the Jews, I've got a story from World War II that has to do with immigration in America that will shock you. That's on the way. The U.S. government, however, back to the International Herald Tribune, has also been punishing migrants with prison time from the first time they illegally enter some areas. For instance, along the 210-mile border covered by the Del Rio Office of the Border Patrol, everyone caught crossing illegally is charged in federal court and sentenced to at least 2 weeks in prison. So, isn't this nice, Mark? Essentially, what we have going on here is instead of these good folks coming here to work on, a farm, where many of them will come and get their first job.
Right.
Instead of these good people coming here and working very hard, picking apples, picking oranges, picking fruit, putting them in baskets, getting them on trucks, getting them to your grocery store. Instead of that, instead of them being a producing portion of the economy, we're plucking them out, throwing them in the back of a truck, and then putting them in a jail cell for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Meaning we're paying now in order to put these people in jail. That's just backwards, isn't it?
It is.
That's an enormous break with past practice when most Mexican migrants were simply taken back to the border and let go. Near Yuma in the Mexican town of San Luis Rio, Colorado, the effects of the stepped-up patrols are apparent. A year ago, migrants thronged the town park in cheap motels while guides, known as coyotes or polleros, offered their services. Now the park is nearly empty. Motels have plenty of vacancies. The smugglers are telling their charges to take a bus to a spot called El Saharo, about an hour east of town. From there, they must walk for 2 days through rocky canyons and over barren desert to reach Interstate Highway 8. On the other side, Border Patrol agents say they're picking about 100 people off per day rather than 500 a day that they handled a year ago. Several migrants waiting their chance in San Luis curse under their breath in Spanish when asked about the soldiers and patrol. Some are indignant that the United States would treat them like enemies or criminals. Miguel Perez, a 24-year-old migrant from the state of Guerrero, said it's harder and harder, and that's the reason why people are dying in the desert. Perez worked for 6 years in a Colorado factory after entering on a student visa. Then he was caught driving without a license and deported. Now he says he's willing to risk anything to make it back. He says, I got used to it, you know? The good money. A year ago, a flood of immigrants from Central America was also overwhelming the Border Patrol in Del Rio and Eagle Pass, two small Texas towns on the Rio Grande. The migrants took advantage of a lack of jail space, which had led to the policy of giving them a hearing date and letting them go. Randy Clark, the agent in charge of Eagle Pass, said the migrants would cross the river in droves in broad daylight, run up to Border Patrol agents, and line up to be arrested. More than 200 a day crossed in Eagle Pass alone. I guess they wanted to be arrested so they could be taken the rest of the way to be processed, given the court date, and then released.
Huh.
Never intended as a jail, the processing center at Eagle Pass was so jammed with people, some would stay there up to 3 days waiting to be fingerprinted and released. Agents were so busy feeding and processing migrants, they had little time for patrolling. So,
again, who needs to? They're coming their way.
They're just using the system in this particular case. So if the system weren't there for them to use, then they just have to go and get a job and work like everybody else. And what's wrong with that anyway? 800-259-9231. What's the problem with people coming here to make a better life for themselves? Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycus with today's Car Clinic Minute. Remember your very first vehicle? It was red and had four wheels, and you were happy. But you've changed since that little red wagon. When I come back, I'll reveal the latest automotive wish list.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms.
Remember, as teenagers, you were happy your cars had radios. But now, according to Exxon's driver-friendly poll, your tastes have all grown up. Topping your wish list is a built-in driver's seat back massage for de-stressing commutes. And some of you want to skip the drive-thru and ordered an in-car microwave. And finally, why wait till you get home to surf the net when a dashboard internet connection would be so handy? Wow! All that's missing in your automotive home away from home is the kitchen sink. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Your show, you bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website. At freetalklive.com, all the features there are totally free. So do enjoy those. They are on us. That is freetalklive.com. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by voting for us. We have the lead in the Podcast Alley Top 10 by, you said, one vote, Mark?
One vote.
Yeah, this is it's been going back and forth all month long between us and the Potter guys. So what we want you to do is head over to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show if you've yet to do it this month. If you have already done it, well, thank you.
Well, we are stomping the crap out of everything.
Everyone else.
Us and, you know, this one Potter cast. We're beating the crap out of them. We're up by 700 votes above them.
That's
but
good
it's
news.
Neck and neck between us and them.
1-800-259-9231. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com.
We've lost that one lead.
Oh, my gosh. So it's tied up.
It's tied up.
All right, we need you now at vote.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections. They do it in a whole new way. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
We're talking about immigration and how the government's claiming that the numbers are down. Well, the numbers they're arresting, the numbers they're picking up are down, and they're claiming that they're extrapolating that to mean that there are less people attempting to cross.
Now, it's just an extrapolation.
Yeah, that's all it is. It does not follow that they're necessarily being more successful. In fact, it could be that they're just being more lazy. But they are putting up fences and stadium lights, stadium seating. They're watching the rivers flow and the grass grow. But, you know, maybe it's true. Maybe it's true that there aren't as many people actually trying to cross on foot. Because that's what they haven't been picking up, is the people crossing on foot. That doesn't mean...
Do you think they've built giant Mexipults and they're shooting them over the
border? No, no. Okay. That doesn't say anything for the ones that are coming across in the back of tractor trailers. According to the Associated Press, 40 Brazilian immigrants were found loaded inside... Brazilian immigrants.
I see.
Were found loaded inside a stifling tractor trailer about 75 miles north of the Mexican border, authorities said.
Hmm.
No injuries were reported. Border Patrol agents discovered the immigrants Saturday at a highway checkpoint in Falfurrias, officers said. A patrol dog alerted agents to the scent of people. Border Patrol spokesbureaucrat said as soon as those agents opened the back of the trailer, they could just feel the heat coming from the inside.
I bet it's rough.
The driver, a U.S. citizen, was charged with smuggling, but his identity was being withheld. The immigrants, including men, women, and children, are being processed for deportation, according to officials. The discovery comes less than a month after a jury sentenced truck driver Tyrone Williams to life in prison for a May 2003 smuggling attempt in which 19 immigrants died in his trailer.
Yeah, well, it's a mess, but what do you do with that guy? I mean, he packed those people in.
Well, they packed themselves in. I mean, they wanted to come.
But then they got locked in.
True.
You know, and then they sort of left them someplace.
Yeah.
I mean, they made some decisions, but it's not pretty.
My point in bringing the story up is that the tractor trailer with 40 guys in the 40 men, women, and children in the back of it was found 75 miles north of the U.S.-Mexican border.
Okay.
Meaning they got caught probably by a roving checkpoint or something like that. And so if anything, that's going to make things a little trickier on the coyotes. For instance, they probably should just stop and unload somewhere as close to the border as possible, maybe, instead of risking getting caught by these roving checkpoints. Because if you've paid off the border guards at the border as a coyote, as a criminal organization making millions of dollars off of smuggling people into the United States, because that's what's going on. It's gangs, criminal gangs that are getting people here now.
Well, that's what happens whenever you prohibit something.
Right, because if you start building more border fences and putting up more lights and putting up more patrols, it is going to make it a little more risky for people to go on their own. And so they're going to pay the money to the coyotes to get them across safely. The coyotes take a chunk of that money for themselves, they take another significant chunk, and they give it to the Border Patrol members that are in their pocket. The Border Patrol members in their pocket know which trucks to look for. They know when the trucks are arriving. And they know to look the other way at that time. So this was one of those trucks, in my opinion, that came across the border. And they looked the other way at the border. And they happened to run into a roving checkpoint, which they obviously didn't know who was going to be out there doing the roving checkpoints. They weren't able to pay those guys off. That's why they got caught. So it's just one example of how people are coming in here to the United States with all of these new fences going up. They're going to keep coming through like
this. Sure they are.
And it's not going to stop.
You're not
going to
stop it with fences. You're not going to stop it with anything.
All those fences are going to do is stop you and I from crossing the border should we ever have a reason to. Should this government become more, as it is, become more totalitarian,
the government
more fascist,
loves the
more
idea,
socialist.
Loves the idea of fences. They think that's great.
Yep.
Because it's just more governments and more bureaucrats and more of the stuff that they want
to
do.
Back to the International Herald Tribune's coverage of the story of the government catching less people crossing the border. Clark and his colleagues attribute the reversal to two policy changes. First, the Justice Department gave the Border Patrol agents the ability to deport most of the Central Americans in an expedited manner without a hearing before a judge, which closed a loophole. Then, in December 2005, the U.S. government started prosecuting everyone the Border Patrol picked up for illegal entry, a misdemeanor that carries a penalty of up to 6 months in county, state, and federal jails for a first offense. There is a human cost. Across the river in Ciudad Acuña, migrants arrive every afternoon after serving their prison sentences. Many come across the international bridge bewildered and penniless. They face more trouble just getting home again. In interviews, several said they had no idea they were running the risk of serving time in jail. One of the migrants was 51-year-old plumber from Acambro, who said that his name not be used because he was ashamed of the criminal conviction.
Ooh.
He said he was trying to get to San Antonio, Texas, where a friend had promised him a job at a water park making $400 a week. Far more than the $150 he earns at home in Mexico.
He just wants a job where he can, you know, send some money back to his family.
That's all he wants. And apparently that makes him a criminal.
Ooh.
What a disgusting, disgusting place we live. If that's a criminal activity.
Well, it's disgusting what we've let it become.
That's true.
And, you know, it's just hate and vitriol, fear, you know, the desire to not have competition.
He said, this 51-year-old plumber said, I had no idea until they grabbed us and told us we were going to court. They're using barbaric techniques. His description is barbaric of what they're doing. I wonder what he saw while he was in there. But he acknowledged the stint in jail had convinced him to not try again, even if he is unable to pay his son's college tuition. No way, he said, shaking his head. And who would want to spend another 2 weeks in a jail cell? That's what they're doing. They're putting people in for 2 weeks, letting them out, taking them back across the border. Who would want that? I don't blame them. 800-259-9231. Not worth the risk. Not worth dying in a trailer.
No.
You know, the back of a tractor trailer. But yet, people will continue to take that risk. Personally, it wouldn't be worth it to me. But then again, I don't live in Mexico. I don't know what conditions these people are living in down there. It may be so bad, in some cases, to where taking a risk in the back of a tractor trailer might be worthwhile to you. Obviously, it is to some people. They've made that decision for a reason. And I wish them the best. I wish that we could end this insanity of arresting people and jailing them for wanting to make a better life for themselves. I know the immigration people are going to call in and say, well, they're here taking our welfare. Well, first of all, welfare is the problem.
Right. I mean, listen, babies and bathwater here.
Yep.
Let's get rid of welfare if that's the problem.
Then
let's
what
get
are
rid
they
of the,
do?
Let's get rid of the rules that require a hospital to, you know, give care to a patient that they know for a fact is not going to pay. Let's get rid of the rules that, you know, just allow lazy people to come across the border and live off of the largesse that we have. Let's get rid of those rules and let's open up borders so that free people can move freely across these borders of supposedly free countries, and they can come here and they can work if they want to.
You're such a radical, Mark. You're such a radical. 800-259-9231.
Just people who want jobs.
Let them. .net toll-free line for you. They just want to make their lives better. In fact, I can't imagine getting into the back of a tractor trailer just so I could get a welfare check. I can't imagine doing that.
I think there are some
lazy people that would do something like that, but that's a big risk to get a welfare check.
But I mean, you know, you live in a pretty good, you've always lived pretty well,
yeah.
And you know, that they're more likely to want to do that.
So you get rid of the welfare.
They're motivated to do that.
You get rid of the government welfare. And you make it so that if people need help in their lives, they go to private charities, they go to organizations that actually do help people. Because, as we pointed out, there's plenty to say about welfare on its own. Even without the immigration factor, welfare just doesn't deliver the money that to the people that really need it. There are some people that get some help, but a lot of people are just scamming the system. And it's a system to be scammed. It's a system that enriches the middle-class bureaucrats running the program rather than actually helping the people that it's intended to help. So welfare's got to go for a variety of different reasons.
I'd agree with that.
800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. An amazing story that'll take you back to World War II and the family of Anne Frank and how they have to do with immigration.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
How are you?